Everybody, it's 8:16 Wednesday at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey.
And since the pandemic, people have been reluctant to go to the hospital. At Montefiore St. Luke's, they have a plan to keep you safe. Dr. Gina Del Savio, an orthopedic surgeon and chief medical officer, along with Dr. Evan Cohen, emergency department medicine director, they want to let you know that you are safe in their hands.
People are still staying away from hospitals instead of seeking care appropriately. And so Dr. Cohen is here to speak to the emergency department's preparedness to take care of acute problems without getting, you know, people sick. But that's what people are so afraid of. And we want to reassure them as to workflows and that the ED is a safe place to come to. And indeed, not only is it a safe place, but you should be using your ED because, unfortunately, as you've seen lots of articles around more mortality on the outside because people aren't seeking care.
So as Dr. Del Savio mentioned, you know, we are still hearing stories and meeting people that are anxious to come back to the ER for their acute medical needs. And we want to reassure people that we're taking multiple measures to make sure that our patients, our staff, our visitors are safe, that we have the capacity to care for them, that we're seeing, you know, very, very little amount of COVID cases now in the community. We're ready and would encourage people to come in, you know, especially when they have concerns for conditions like stroke and heart attack and, you know, other life-threatening conditions that they really need to seek acute care for.
I would imagine this is like such a frustrating and difficult position to be a doctor and know that people aren't coming to the hospital when they need care.
Especially when we hear these stories, the people that it really was obvious to them and their anxiety kind of got in the way of them seeking attention when they need it. And you hear these stories of delayed care, of, you know, heart attack, appendicitis, intestinal obstructions, broken bones, you know, things where earlier treatment really would have made a difference.
So the other issue that we're challenged with is around elective surgeries. You know, folks are putting a lot of stuff off. And again, I'm a surgeon myself. And the challenge is that people are living in pain with conditions that they planned on getting taken care of over the last couple of months and probably need to get taken care of, but have put off because, again, they're so fearful about coming to the hospital. And we did want to have the opportunity to reassure people that we have set up workflows in this organization around elective surgeries so that we are able to segregate our sick patients from our well patients so that those folks who do need procedures to get on with their lives can have those procedures done safely. We navigate them from the lobby up into the elective surgery area. We keep them segregated from our ill patients. The entire process is done in such a way that folks who come in for elective procedures are kept separate and distinct from our sick patients, can then again get procedures done that they've probably been putting off for months and months and get back to doing the things that they want to and need to do.
All right. You put a lot of care and thought into this.
Well, you know what? You have to. It's an incredible responsibility that we have to take care of people, even under these circumstances. And we do take that responsibility really seriously. We live here too, you know.
They live here too. The doctors at Montefiore St. Luke's. Get back to the hospital if you need to go see your doctor. Do it.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, you know, 2 years ago, I was treated in the ER at Montefiore St. Luke's in Newburgh. And my regular doctor told me later that basically they saved my life with their quick procedure and quick reading of the situation. And he looked at me and he said, "You were this close." And he held his fingers like an inch apart. And I didn't really understand him at first, but then I understood what he meant. And I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I really appreciate it now.
Indeed.
Mike and Casey in the morning.